I want to ask you first about those ventilators. It seemed as if early on in this pandemic, if you were on a ventilator, that was almost a sign of impending death. Sounds like that has shifted.
Yeah, I think, in general, we only put people on ventilators when they're quite ill. And certainly we know that even in coronavirus, now, as we've learned more and are doing better than we were originally, that these are really things we reserve for our sickest patients. So we have been really pleased that, the mortality rates have not been nearly as high as initially reported. There's probably lots of reasons that's going on as we learn more and more about the virus and how to both recognize it early and treat it.
I was going to ask you about that. Could it be because of increased testing is getting people, you catch it earlier and hopefully they're treated and don't have to go to the hospital?
Yeah, I think it's a little tricky to say for sure. And certainly because we don't have a lot of any kind of outpatient treatments available yet for this condition. But we were seeing people in general come in early on who were quite sick and we didn't even know what was wrong with them necessarily at first. And as we've learned more over time through increased testing and research, I do think that we have done a better job of being able to recognize the condition early. And even when people are hospitalized, to use measures that may help prevent them from going into this most severe form of infection, which doctors call ARDS, which stands for acute respiratory distress syndrome. And anymore, we're seeing that patients that develop ARDS from coronavirus are probably having about the same survival as ARDS in general, which, while isn't great, is not nearly close to 100% death sentence.
Let's talk about the drugs that are being used right now, specifically remdesivir. To what degree is that playing a role in this reduced mortality?
It's tough to know for sure. In the study data that came out of the biggest study of remdesivir published earlier this year, or even I guess last month, we didn't see a tremendous benefit in mortality from remdesivir, but we did see that people had shorter courses of serious infection and were more likely to get out of the hospital sooner. Certainly we hope that shorter hospitalizations just in general mean people are getting better faster, but the study didn't quite show us that there was a difference in the amount of people dying between the people in the study that got the drug and got a placebo in the study. But I think as studies are still ongoing with using remdesivir as well with other medications, and we're still learning more every day about how to treat this illness.
What has surprised you the most about this virus thus far?
I think one thing I've been pleasantly surprised about is how well, in general, we've been able to pull together in the medical and scientific community to really work hard to learn more quickly. I was telling another reporter that just, all of last year, there were about 800 studies that were published on coronaviruses, and year-to-date, being July 3rd now, we've published over 19,000 of them. So the amount of science being done around this is really remarkable, and I think we should all be very pleased with how well the scientific community is working together to solve this problem. From the patient side of things, we were seeing a lot of late complications and kind of strange symptoms and organs being affected besides the lungs as well, and I think we're going to keep learning more about that as more time goes on. And that is one thing I think I am still worried about, that while people aren't dying as much as we maybe thought they might at the very beginning, we don't know what the late effects of this condition are. And so, as it is always true, prevention is the best cure for something like this, and trying to stay safe and avoid contact with other people to minimize the spread is really going to be crucial as we continue through this pandemic.